I can speak to Miss McGee, please.
Who's calling?
Hi, Margaret. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. We're helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Oh, that's fine, yep.
How are you today, Margaret?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Fantastic. Margaret, my call will take probably anywhere between 5 and 10 minutes. I just need to get familiar with your case. Are you okay to have a quick chat with me?
Yeah, fine, yeah.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, Margaret, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. My job, Margaret, I'm a senior investigator here at MMA Legal. It's my job to investigate your claim, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds a bit harsh, but my job is to gather as much information as I possibly can from you. Not so much about your time in care, because we've got that now.
Mm-hmm.
It's more to do with the fact of how your time in care has affected you into your adult life.
Uh-huh.
Now, whether that be, you know, some form of depression, anxiety, PTSD, alcohol or substance issues or abuse, just so I can build an accurate picture of the effects of your time in care, so we can submit that to the Scottish Redress. Are you okay talking about that with me?
Yeah.
Perfect. Have you suffered any sort of mental health issues, Margaret, in your
Yeah, I have that.
Okay. Was that depression?
I suffered with depression. I suffered with depression and anxiety.
Okay.
I don't go out and things like that either. I stay in quite a lot now. I've just got things about me going out and things like that.
Yeah. Is that due to your anxiety, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you on any sort of anti-anxiety medication or antidepressants?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on antidepressants. I've been on them for quite a long time.
Okay.
I
don't need to know what they are at the minute, because what I'll do is, with your permission, Margaret, I will write to your GP. I won't tell them why I'm writing, but I will request all of your information. So what that does is, obviously, we can tie that back to what happened to you in your childhood,
whether,
you know, suffering with depression, anxiety, too scared to go out of your house. And what we'll do is, we'll then submit that to the Scottish Redressers, along with the proof that I will get you of your time in care. And then once I have all our information, I'll come back. We'll go all the way through of your statements, make sure we haven't missed anything. Maybe even, Margaret, between now and then, if you can think of somebody who's seen the effects.
Well, my sister, she was with you as well, and she just had got, a claim from you about 7-8 months ago. And we used to share the same bedroom. She knows, she remembers more about me than what I actually remember, because I've got quite a bad memory now.
Yeah, okay. Like you said, it's not so much about witness what happened in care. You know, you just being there, that's enough. It's more about witnessing your transition into adulthood and being an adult, and how, you know, the depression, the anxiety affect you. It's more like that rather than, you know, witnessing what happened to you.
I've had bad relationships in the past, and bad time with my own, bringing my own kids up and things like that at the same time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the fact that you started on probably one of the worst foundations as a child you could do. You know, there's no doubt that you're probably going to suffer, you know, unstable, mistrust, you know, relationships throughout your adulthood. It all stems from what happened to you as a child.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is, with your permission, like I said, I'm going to write to the local authorities of the four care settings I've got. I'm going to write to your GP. Have you had any hospital treatments, any sort of overdoses or anything like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'll get the information of the hospital in a second.
I've had a lot of overdoses running away for children's homes and things.
Yeah. Did you overdose on purpose? Was that a suicide attempt or was that an accidental overdose?
Obviously, there's probably suicide I've tried to do. I've done it quite a lot.
Okay. I'm sorry, I have to answer these questions. All I'm trying to do is,
okay,
like you say, is build an accurate picture. Can I take your GP's information, Margaret, please, so I can write to them? I only need the name and the practice. I'll find all the information.
Drumchapel Health Centre.
John Chapel, where too?
Drum Chapel Health Centre.
John Chapel? Sorry,
no,
Margaret.
Drum Chapel, D-R-U-M-T-S-H-A-P-L.
Yeah. Is there a knee on the end of that? Drum Chapel.
Sorry?
Is there a knee on the end of Drum Chapel?
E-L, Drum Chapel.
Sorry, Margaret. I'm so sorry. Can you go through that again? Drum, I've got that bit.
Drum, C-H-A-P-E-L, Drum Chapel.
Perfect. And is that a medical practice or a medical centre?
Yeah, it's my doctor's surgery.
Drum Chapel Medical Centre. Okay. I'll get all the address and the details. Well, where about was it, Margaret? Sorry, just a...
Drum Chapel.
Yes, in Drum Chapel. Okay. What hospital was you admitted to on the overdose?
I've been in quite a lot for overdoses when I was quite young. It's actually locked down now.
Okay.
I can't think the name yet. Oh, God, great. Oh, God, I can't remember the name yet. Western Infirmary. I think I'd been at Gap Naval Hospital to see psychiatrists a few times.
And where, sorry?
Gap Naval.
Yeah, you might have to spell that for me, Margaret, sorry.
G-A-R-N-A-B-A-L, Naval.
Gap Naval. Is that a hospital, is it?
Gap Naval Hospital, yeah.
Okay. What I'll do is, if that hospital's not there anymore, I'll target
the
local
NHS. The Western Infirmary isn't there anymore. That was locked down years ago.
Okay. So I'll write to the local NHS Trust just of the Western Infirmary. I'll write to the NHS Trust of the Garnaval Hospital. I'll write to your GP.
Uh-huh.
I'll get as much information as I possibly can for you. Do you want copies of all the information I find?
Yeah, that would be great, yeah.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Client wants copies. Okay. So, did you say you had a psychiatrist?
Yeah, I was seeing one just when I was taking overdoses and things like that.
Okay, and was that in Garnaval, was it?
That was Gap Naval. They obviously transferred me to Gap Naval to see psychiatrists.
Okay, so I will request all of that information.
My sister did say she would be willing to give you the statement. I've probably got her name there anyway, Caroline McGee.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Margaret, to be honest with you. And even if I was, I still wouldn't be able to say.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I'm not being difficult. It's just obviously we're bound by client confidentiality.
Oh, right, right.
Yes. Yeah, so a witness statement. Okay, so once I have all your information, Margaret, all your medical records, I want to come back to you. It won't be quick, Margaret. I need to manage your expectations. Anyway, it could take anywhere up to 10 months, but I will be checking.
All right. Somebody called me last week, and they had made some kind of offer, and then they said a Swiss, the next one I would get would be a solicitor. And it would just be to tell me what I was getting, and it's all clear that I'm getting it. I'm getting compensation, and I should get it by September.
Oh wow! I mean, we're MMA legal. We've applied to the Scottish Redress for you. Now, the Scottish Redress have recognised that we're your law firm, and they've given us an application number, which is specific to you. If there was another law firm, they wouldn't have gave us an application number. So I'm not sure who you're talking about, if I'm honest. Can you remember?
Oh, it was something to do with Rains as well.
With who, sorry?
It's something to do with, is it Rains user through?
We're a law firm called MMA Legal.
All right, I'm not quite sure then, because I got a call last week and they offered me 45 and they said it's all cleared, I should get one within 6 months. It's all passed. And then they said it'll be a solicitor, but they probably would try and put it higher, the price, because my sister had got 100 or something and they made me sign something on the phone.
Let me just check. Can you remember the name of the client, the person you spoke to?
Oh, I'm not quite sure. I can't even remember. Hold on, I'll see if I can find the text. Wait a minute.
So a guy called James?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure. I'll go back and have a look through the call recordings. James is one of our team. He may have been giving you an average claim value, but there's certainly no offer from Scottish Redress.
Oh, right.
Like
I said,
we're the only person, we're the only law firm that
Well, he definitely
said
he had good news for me, and that's what he told me, and it was something I had to sign, but I still got a clue that it was a sign.
Yeah, so you signed so far, Margaret, you signed a letter of authority. So that gives us as law firm authority to speak to the NHS, GPs, the local authorities. So you signed that. You've also signed what's called a conditional fee agreement with us. I'll go through that with you, but I can go through it now. That's you agreeing to pay us 20% of any fees that we get back for you. The fees are capped. I will run through all that with you so you're fully aware. I'll just run through the docs that you've signed. You've signed two of your application forms for Scottish Redress. So they're two of the documents we've already sent to Scottish Redress. We needed you to sign them. They're signed. And I think that's it. You signed four documents with us. But I apologise if there's been any confusion, any miscommunication. We will, you know, we will fight and get you the maximum amount of money we can. The average claim value with Scottish Redress is £55,000. So we will obviously gather as much information as we possibly can, and I'll try and get you as much money as we. Even though the money's not gonna,
I know,
is probably not even worth it, but
no,
you know, for what you've been through, but at least it's some form of recognition that, you know, these people are and how badly you've been mistreated.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Margaret?
Yeah, it's fine. It's just I thought the coach had mentioned to me it'll take 6 months and I should get a, he said, sort of better pay out in September, but everything's passed. That's what he, that's exact words to say last week.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for that. I will go back and check his call recording.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just making note of that. If it's an issue my end, Margaret, I obviously fully apologise. And B, it will be thoroughly investigated because we at MMA, we don't mislead clients. And obviously, we're very aware
mm-hmm.
of the sensitivity of this claim type and as you as a client of ours. So we don't, we a 1,000,000% don't want, you know, you, you not being fully informed.
Uh-huh.
Let me just let me make a note of that call recording. Okay. So just on what you signed, Margaret, I'm going to go back over everything with you,
yeah.
Just so you're fully aware and fully aware of what your options are.
Uh-huh.
So there's three separate ways in which you could have applied to Scottish redress.
Uh-huh.
The first one, the easiest one for me to explain, would be for you to do it yourself.
Uh-huh.
So you could have applied through Scottish Redress without a law firm. Whatever the evidence you wanted to present, you know, that then would be fully up to you to then uh-huh. obtain yourself. And then it's obviously you're then relying on the government, Scottish government, if you like, an institution that's let you down multiple times, to then pay you a fair compensation. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there that can help you with your application, but they take a fee from the Scottish government. It's called a government legal fee scheme, and they're paid £2,000, so you don't have to pay them anything.
Yeah.
The Scottish government pay them. Now, I can't comment on their practices. It wouldn't be right for me to do so. So I can't go on, you know, I can't speak about that. We don't take any money from the Scottish government. What we do is we enter into a fee agreement with yourself on a no-win, no-fee basis. What that means is if you don't win, we don't earn any money. And it's up to us to try and gather as much information as we possibly can to get you the maximum amount of money as we possibly can. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of VAT. So you'll never pay us more than 20% in its totality. But you may pay us less or dependent on our in-house fees and how it works.
Yeah.
But you'll never pay us more than 20%. You won't owe us any money if you lose. So that's the three options. Do you understand them?
Yeah.
Three options?
Okay. Yeah.
Are you still happy to instruct us to move forward with your case?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure, Margaret? I don't want you to do anything you're not sure of.
I'm not actually quite sure. It's just that because my sister, she had got a lot more. And when I was on the phone last week, they had mentioned something. You get up to like 100 grand, 500 or something.
Okay. So the average claim value is 55K. That doesn't mean that your claim value or your sister's claim value was 55K. It can be anywhere up to over 100K. Depending on the evidence, how well the evidence is presented, how your case is.
Uh-huh.
It's individually assessed. It's not, here's 55K. Individually assessed.
Yeah.
And we will, obviously, we want the 100K because obviously we earn more. So we will be obviously fighting for that as much money as we possibly can for you.
Uh-huh.
You tell me what you want me to do, Margaret. It's entirely
just continue.
Okay. just let you know,
so could this take Stall quite a while? Because I think it's just thing you had mentioned to me last week that it'd be ready within 6 months, because my sister waited 3 years, I think.
Yeah, the 3 years, your sister's probably gone through what's called a civil case, which has taken the authorities to court. The Scottish government have done away with all that now. They know these cases are coming, so they've created what's called the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's a scheme in which they will listen to your complaints, they'll be individually assessed, and it'll be paid out, A, quicker, and B, without the hassle of going to court for actually both sides.
Yeah.
So that's maybe why, you know, your sister's A, taking 3 years, and B, as 100K, is because she may have took the authorities to a civil process. Which, obviously, you still are within your right to do so, but like I say, you know, they generally do take anywhere between 3 and 5 years. This process shouldn't take much longer than 12 months in its entirety.
Well, no, I'll just stick to yous.
Okay. Just to let you know, Margaret, I don't know if I've mentioned this, you do have a 14-day cooling off period. So if in the next 14 days you're not happy, just let us know. We'll rip your paperwork up. We'll pick up your work. If you're happy to waive your 14-day, then I can obviously start working on your case straight away.
Yeah,
so that's entitled to you also.
Yeah, I'll just carry on.
Okay. Emma, are you happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period, Margaret?
Got it.
Are you happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period and I can start on your case now?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure, Margaret, that I don't want you to do anything you're unsure of?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, perfect. What I'm going to do, Margaret, is I'm going to send you out all of the contact information for myself and my team. That should be with you within the next couple of weeks. If you need me for anything, whether that's in office hours, after office hours, if you're struggling with your mental health, you know, just give me a call. We'll be there for you. We'll help you. If you just want to have a chat with us, we'll just have a chat. If you need me to, you know, ring somebody, we're more than happy, and I'm very well trained to do that. So if I'll get you that info as soon as possible, Margaret.
Right, okay, that's fine, thank you.
It's okay. Do you have any questions for me, Margaret?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'll give you a call in the next few weeks just to check in, make sure everything's okay. Let you know how I'm getting on with the case. And we'll just have a chat in probably about a month's time, Margaret, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine, thank you.
Perfect, thank you very much for taking my
call. Okay, thank you.
To you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you, Margaret, bye.